What's up, everyone? I'm Alexander Sniffles here at it again.
Ed Sniffles, I love it. And this is Jasmine, non and sans sniffles. This is our voyage, y'all, into the unfiltered mental health podcast to get you emotionally unfucked.
Now, the disclaimer, of course, not doctors, not medical professionals, just two people shit talking a
Yep.
lot
A
with
lot.
probably a lot of F-bombs today as well. And episode 31, we're going to talk about navigating life transitions today because it seems super relevant and I like the idea, and so did Jasmine.
Yep, we
Oh,
did. We both liked it.
and because we forgot to do this last time, we're going to do this at the beginning of the episode where we play rock, paper, scissors, and if you lose, you have to interact with the podcast. You have to subscribe or comment or give a 5-star review or something. I don't make the rules, I just steal them.
I forgot about that.
I did too.
Oh, shit. It's been a long time, fool.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, do you want to play or do you want me to play with the
Now
viewer
you do it.
today? Me?
I'm multitasking while we're doing our recording.
Would you like to tell people what you're multitasking with?
I'm painting my nails. Oh my
Such a
God.
girl. Okay. So I guess I'll play rock, paper, scissors. So
Yep.
ready and rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I chose scissors. So if you chose paper, you have to interact with the podcast. I mean, I
Yep.
just
See, I
steal the
would have
rules.
chosen paper because I'm only putting my hands flat right now.
Yeah.
So had we said to everybody that Jasmine's gonna do it, they'd have been like, bitch ain't gonna choose anything else because she's painting her
But
Ooh,
yeah,
I'm in a
so.
mood. All right, let's do this.
Yeah, so that was the rock, paper, scissors. And like I said, just talk about life transitions. So, as the last episode where we just kind of like bullshitted, basically,
Bullshat, is that a word?
bullshit, we shat a lot.
Chat.
Yeah, I just had a lot of life transitions. Like I said, there's some of them I can't talk about until I'm safely out of this country. But I mean, I can talk about the general themes. Is my general process is pretty tiny. It's shit happens. I swear a lot. I eat things I really shouldn't. And then I go to sleep and then I figure out what I'm gonna do. That's my process, in a 5-step process. That's the
Okay.
Alexander way to deal with life right there.
Okay. I like that. I like that. I don't think I have like a full-on process, but I do definitely adhere to the let shit go philosophy, as you all know very, very well. Because,
Hakuna
yep, Hakuna Matata. And I just finished watching The Lion King this week because I only have access to Disney Plus right now.
Matata. Oh yeah, you said that, didn't you? I forgot about that.
Yep, I only have Disney Plus and I have Amazon Prime. So if anyone's got suggestions, let me know. But yeah, I just finished watching that and I was like, you know what? I still live by that philosophy. Just
Yeah.
let shit go. Let
Well,
it go.
all I know is you don't need Netflix because The Witcher tanked. It was
You
terrible.
know, it was pretty stupid. I did not like it. I watched it just to find out what was going to happen and stuff, but I was very upset. But I already went into it being upset because I knew he wasn't coming back and I
Yep.
really like him as the
And I
Witcher.
knew the
And
reasons too going into it. I was like,
yeah, the
oh,
storyline's just getting too
it was so
Hollywood
dumb.
fucked
Yeah.
up. Like, it's just weird.
I had to really power through season 3. I was like,
I did too. I did too. I feel sad to say that, but like
yeah.
even
I didn't even
Ciri was
want to
getting on
watch
my
it. I still
nerves.
just I just did.
Yeah, her character was getting on my nerves too. It's like, come on, girl, get with the program. What's going on with you?
Yep. But anyways, crappy seasons aside, oh, life transitions, that's right. So how to deal with life transitions. Honestly, the mind will incessantly worry about things that you haven't thought of. We've talked about this a couple times, and it's something I bring up a lot.
Yeah.
Is the Zeigarnik effect is if something happens, like say you lose your job or something, that is an unfinished task in the mind, because basically it doesn't know what's going to happen. It's like, hey, we need to do something, you know? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are we going to do about money? What are you going to do about this? You know, got all this free time. What are you going to do? That's basically the mind's, you know, like a little small child tugging on your arm, like, hey, what's going on, bro? We need to figure this
Yep.
out.
Yep. And it's, that's when fear starts to kind of take over too. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, wait a second. Yep. You're going to like tank if you don't do something about this.
Pretty much. And that's an unfinished task. So the way to kind of mitigate a lot of that anxiety is honestly just to sit down and plan about it. Because if you say, all right, you know what? Just lost my job, but I've got, say, 2 months in the bank where I could literally do nothing and still be A-okay. That'll go a long way in calming down. Excuse me, sorry. That'll go a long way in calming you down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, so I can do XYZ for jobs. I can look on Craigslist. I can get a bullshit restaurant job or something again. Something like that. Because restaurants are always hiring. Like, obviously, you're not going to be paid the most, but it's something. And like I like to tell people, I don't get restaurant jobs to make 50K a year. I get restaurant jobs to save 50K a year because I be eating for free every time I'm there.
Yeah, that's very, very true. You got to think about, mm-hmm. you know, just all of it. And at the end of the day, the only thing that you have control over is yourself. And if you're going to be sitting on your ass expecting the universe to provide everything for you, that's not the way it works either. Yeah. You have to be able to, and for your religious folks out there, you know, God helps those who help themselves.
Yep.
You're not going to be able to get anything in life if you don't get off of your ass and do it and put some effort into it. But at the end of the day, you also have to learn how to let shit go. The things that are not in your control, in your immediate control, it's not having to do anything with you. Quit trying to control it.
Pretty much. But yeah. And it's funny because Jasmine talked about fear, and that was actually the first episode on the other YouTube channel I did, was what happens in your mind during a state of fear. Mm-hmm. So selfish plug there. I'll just talk about it.
Yeah, do it. Because, I mean, it's true. One of my favorite DJs has a song called Fear. And one of the main lines in that song, well, the only line in that song, because it's all dance, you know what I mean? So anyway, the only main line in there is like, everything you want is on the other side of fear.
I like that.
And I fucking love that because it's so spot on and so true. Because if you're not scared to get that other thing, there is nothing stopping you. There's nothing in your way. The only thing in your way from achieving everything that you want, anything that you want, whatever you want, is fucking fear. You're scared.
And, yeah, it's pretty similar to something I heard a friend say a long ass time ago, probably like over a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very similar. It was, the person you want to be is on the other side of your fear.
Yep.
And I like that too.
100%. And let me tell you, I thought I was the person that I wanted to be back in 2020 and 2021 when we started doing this. But now I don't even fucking know what to do with myself because I got the news about my remission. And let me tell you, 2022 and 2023 will forever go down in history in my life as the years where I basically got into or found out that I was in remission from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And everything kind of went backwards from basically the latest diagnosis that I got was the first one to go into remission. So they just started backtracking all of them. First, it was peripheral neuropathy, remission, ulcerative colitis, remission, high blood pressure, remission, all of the issues I was having with like chronic pain, remission. I just found out in August of this year that I'm in remission for the first time in fucking 40 years with rheumatoid arthritis. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. I still don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. And then just last week, I went and had my appointment with my ophthalmologist. And they were like, your eyes look great. I'm like, seriously? And they were like, yeah, you no longer have chronic severe dry eye disease. I'm like, shut the fuck up. They used to put punctal plugs inside of my tear ducts to get tears to produce more in my eyes. And I was like, where are my punctal plugs? She goes, they probably came out a year ago or so. You can rub your eyes. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You don't even need them anymore. Your eyes are producing more than enough tears right now. I'm like, shut the fuck up. How did that happen? one by one.
That's what it, the ex-boyfriend. That's what it was. Don't need no tears no more. Got your broken heart and the broken dick, and yeah, that's what you needed right there. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I knew dick was the answer. Always the answer. That's what I try to tell all the women.
Oh, that was fucking funny. But I didn't know what to do with myself, man. And it's like, it's the best feeling in the world. And let me tell you, when it, take care of yourself, man. Take care of yourself. Things will fall into place. And we are all capable of making our dreams come true. We are all capable of being the human being that we want to be, the human being that we want to look like, the human being that we want to feel like. We all have the ability to do that. Trust me, I know, because I fucking did it myself.
Look at you go.
Yep, I feel very passionate about it.
Well, good. That's what we like to well, I was going to yeah. say see, but that's what we like to hear.
Yep.
But yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know. That was a lot, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to talk about what happens in the brain during fear. And I think, like, this is what I nerd about and get passionate about is what's actually going on. So basically the amygdala, part of the brain that controls instincts and emotions, it's basically kind of freaks out a bit. And here's the thing with the brain is it's built on top of each other. So you may have heard about the three brain theory. I think I've talked about it on here. It goes amygdala, so the lizard brain, the mammalian brain, I forget the actual name for it, and then the neocortex, which some people call the human brain. The human brain is the part that allows us to plan and think and all that good stuff. And it is by far the main reason why human beings are, you know, the number one species on the planet, the most dominant, is because we can plan, we can think, we can do all this cool stuff. And, but having said that, it's not the most powerful part of the brain. So give you an example, an extreme example. Let's say you get shot or something, like, you know, God forbid, but say for example, you get shot, you're not suddenly thinking about, I got to do all this, blah, 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 blah. No, your entire body is freaking out and in a state of extreme arousal, in this case fear-based arousal, of what the fuck is going on. Basically, you're going to be shocked, right. You're going to have adrenaline, you're going to have all this stuff. And it kind of goes back to the old famous Mike Tyson quote of everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face, which is very true, because then you're suddenly in the shit. And that same thing happens on a smaller scale as well. Like, let's say you lose your job, or let's say, you know, you break up, or, you know, whatever happens during a life transition. It doesn't have to be a bad life transition either. It can be a good one too, where suddenly everything is unknown, and the unknown scares us because it's not what we know. It's not what we're comfortable with. Everything's new, and it puts us again into a state of heightened arousal. And I don't mean that sexually. I just mean in general.
Right.
Where we're alert and trying to figure things out. But again, so to go back, what happens during the state of fear is the amygdala is freaking out. And I call this the security guard of the brain, because he's very overprotective and he takes his job way too seriously sometimes. Like, if a raccoon crosses by us a little too, like crosses by the door a little too fast, it's like, whoa, I got to get the gun out. You know, I'm watching you, you know, that's kind of what the amygdala does in a state of fear, is it kind of freaks out and it's like, fuck, red alert, you know, I got to shut down the building. Like, what are we going to do?
Right.
And that goes back to the Zeigarnik effect as well, in that you got this unfinished task. We don't know what's happening. Got to figure things out. And in the meantime, we're freaking out at the same time. And that's the amygdala. It's the emotion of fear. But the other thing is the CEO is also in the building at the same time, the neocortex. It's the one that ultimately has control over what we do, although not as much control as we would like sometimes. It just takes a lot of willpower to do.
Yeah.
Is the CEO can go over to his phone and be like, hey, wait, why are we locking down the building? It's a fucking raccoon. We're fine. Open the building back up, you know?
Right.
That's the crappy example, but let's say you lose a job or whatever. It's the CEO's job of a company to look ahead in the future and plan a route for the company. And that's what the neocortex is for. And that's how you appease the small child of the brain, the Zeigarnik effect of like, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. This is what could happen in the future. So to go back to actually my situation where they the pizza place, fuck them, push me out of the company or whatever. I was planning on moving during this time.
Right.
And so like I gave in a 3-week notice actually just to be professional, and the motherfuckers dropped me during the middle of that 3 weeks. I'm like, God damn it. I needed that three
right.
weeks of money, you know?
Right.
And so luckily the place I was staying, like I went to talk to the manager of the place I was staying at, which the manager loved me. Like, just don't worry about it. I'll give you a free 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, sweet. Thanks. Appreciate that. You know, 'cause I was moving like the middle of the month or whatever. It's like, just give you free 2 weeks. Don't worry about it. I'm like, awesome. Thank you so much. That was one
There's
thing
some
taken
good
care of.
people out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, that's a long story about where she was working, but you know, anywho, yeah, she was a decent person. You know, she was a good person. And like, obviously I didn't cause any problems. And did I ever tell you about the murder story where they think I killed that guy?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so I think that may have had a small role to play as well, you know.
We can't say that on the podcast if you're not going to tell all of our listeners what it's about, too.
I'm pretty sure I told that story though.
I don't think you did.
Oh no,
not
I
on not
didn't.
on this. You didn't.
No,
No,
I
because we
didn't,
haven't
because that
recorded.
happened in July and we didn't
Yeah.
record since February. Oh, I'll tell that story in a second.
Yeah.
I'll tell that story in a second. It's a great one. But anywho, to go back to the Zeigarnik effect and all that, is that was the first thing I had to take care of. Second thing is like, okay, I can go back to eating like sandwiches or whatever for a little while. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
That took care of my food. I didn't really have to go anywhere, so I didn't have to worry as much about gas. I'm like, okay, this is, you know, the budget. This is how much I can do. This is how much I can spend or whatever. And then like, I'm good, you know. My mind immediately calmed down after that. Because,
That's
like,
nice.
I had a plan. I was going to do X. I was going to do Y. Take care of ABC problems, you know? And that's what the CEO is supposed to do. He's supposed to call down to the security guard, like, hey, what's going on? This is what we're going to do. Don't worry about it. Immediately, security guard feels at peace. The amygdala feels at peace because of that. Take care of the little small child tugging on your arm. Security guard lightens up. And you can, it, once your body calms down, like once you're not in that fear anymore and you can like take a second to breathe and like think, that's the important part, is you just had to think.
Yeah.
And it takes a little bit of willpower to, again, like calm down in the moment. That's why I outline my little 5-step process. Is the first thing I fucking swear, like, God damn it, this fucking sucks.
Big time.
Fuck everything. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuckity fuck, fuck.
Yep.
That's step
That's the
one.
best. That's the most fun part anyway. Like,
Yeah.
come on, you can't not do that part. Like, you only get to say fuck
Yeah.
so many times in a row.
And it's good to vent. Like, it really is good to vent.
Yeah.
So that's the first step. First or second step is I eat things I really shouldn't. And then the third step is asleep. And then I, of course, you know, I got to get back out there and start doing it now that I've calmed down a bit. And quite honestly, my stomach hurts because of all the shit I ate the previous day.
Oh my God.
You know,
that's so
but
funny.
That's how I do it. You know, whatever you want to do. But that's basically the short version. And I'm going to talk about this more in the next YouTube thing when I get to it. But to circle back to that story, I can't believe I didn't talk about this story. This story is so funny.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to.
Yeah. So basically, at this place I was living at is a place for felons, you know, and it's shit place, super cheap, which is nice, but it's fucking terrible. A lot of these people come out straight out of prison on parole. I was on probation. Parole is when you come out of prison. And they come out and they're like, they have this newfound freedom. And of course, they're trying to be all thuggish or whatever. So they're fucking annoying. They're super goddamn annoying, is the short version of that.
Yeah.
They're loud. They talk way too loudly. They play their fucking gay ass music way too loud. Pisses me off a lot. But most days I just kind of like shrug my shoulders, whatever. But sometimes I got to go to work in the morning. So I would rant, like, if I had to go to work or if they were just really getting on my nerves too much or being too loud, be like, hey guys, come on, can we keep the music down or like not talk so loud? I got shit to do tomorrow. literally every time. There has not been one time where I have gone out to talk to people and they've given me any kind of attitude. They're like, oh yeah, no problem, man. No, we got you. And so every time I'd be like, man, I guess I just called him on a good day. Cool. Problem solved. Don't have to worry about it. You know? Yeah. And it did not matter how ignorant they were being either. Like, one guy was just fucking hammering in a room for some reason. And it was just reverberating throughout the entire building.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the fuck he was hammering, but I pounded on his door. I'm like, hey man, come on. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, no worries, man. No worries. I'm like, all right, cool. Well, I'm still a little mad, but I can't still be mad because the guy's doing what I want him to do. So I just walk off and calm down and I'm fine. And that happened for probably 7 or 8 months where it would just happen literally every time. And I'm like, that's so weird, but never thought about it again. Fast forward to when I'm moving out and the maintenance guy.
So funny.
Yeah. The maintenance guy is talking to one of my neighbors. And as I'm walking away to like take some more trash out, I thought I heard the word bags behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, hey, you need trash bags. You know, like I got trash bags. You can borrow some or whatever. And the guy's like, who's in my fucking business? God damn, fuck this. Like getting really upset. And I'm like, whatever. Just turn around, keep walking. I don't have fucking time for this shit. You know?
Yeah.
And then as I'm coming up to the building, keep in mind, I am 6'3", over 200 pounds and broad in the shoulders. Like I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
The guy that starts coming like out of the hallway to the stairs are, as I'm going up the stairs, like after I take stuff outside, come back, I'm walking upstairs. This guy, a little bit taller than me, a little bit broader than me, and a little bit heavier than me, although he's also fat, comes out and he's like, hey, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that was you. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Like, I'm confused. You know, what are you talking about? He's like, I didn't know that was you. I yelled out, who's in my business? I'm so sorry. Like, so sorry about that, man. I'm like,
the fuck?
Like, it's cool, man. I don't care. Like, whatever. But I'm still confused. You know, there's no room for any other emotion than just pure what the fuck.
Right.
Like, this is so weird. And so you could see him visibly like, oh, my goodness, you know. And keep in mind, I'm a big guy, but this guy's a little bit bigger in all three aspects, you know, and he's like, oh, thank goodness, you know. I'm like,
and he's like, man, I don't want to piss this guy off.
Right.
Like,
I'm,
the
like,
fuck?
I'm like, what's that about? You know, like, cool, whatever. I go about my business and start cleaning more shit out. And as we're doing the final sweep through, the maintenance guy is talking to me. He's like, oh, hey, did you ever get your car situation figured out? Because a little over a year ago, a guy hit me and hit and run. Long story short, nothing ever happened or whatever. And I was telling him the story of like what happened. Like, oh, you know, I would call the cops or whatever every once in a while, but hey, what's going on, you know? And then after a couple months of that, I get a call back finally. And they're like, don't worry, the situation's been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I just assumed the guy went to jail. So that's what I told the maintenance guy. I was like, oh, I guess he went to jail or something. I don't know. He looked at me and was like, nah, somebody killed him. And of course, I'm still like, I don't give two shits about this piece of shit.
Right, two, right, right. You're like oblivious to the fact that.
Yeah. And two, I am hardcore focused on getting shit done and getting out of here, you know, because I hate this place. I want out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, tragedy, whatever. Like, can we just finish this fucking sweep through, please? You know?
Right. Right.
Like, I'm getting annoyed. Like, I don't want to talk about this guy. I want to finish my shit. And so we finish it, whatever. Everything goes fine. And as I'm driving away, I have time to finally think about this. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I think they think I killed that guy.
That's so fucking funny.
No, like, huh, everything makes so much sense now. Like, they were so nice to me. No one fucked with me. Everyone always did as I asked. This guy was like clearly worried about me, like being mad. I'm like, huh, that's the only thing I can think of.
That is some funny ass shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe I didn't talk about that before. I thought I did.
That's crazy.
Yep. That was the story of how they thought I killed a guy, and everyone was like, "Don't fuck with that guy."
No
Come up
shit,
missing.
man.
Because,
That's crazy.
yeah, like, again, I didn't even think to ask questions to the maintenance guy. But, like, looking back, the way he asked was, like, the way he said this was he wasn't caught, whoever killed this guy. So it's just up in the air who killed him. You know, like, nobody knows. And,
I get a kick out of this because I've heard this story now from you. And I'm just like, that is some funny ass shit that they were just automatically assuming that you took care of
yeah. yeah, good
Oh my
times.
gosh. Now, just to be clear, you did not take care of it. You
Allegedly,
did
no, I did
not do
not.
anything.
I refuse any wrongdoing on my part.
Oh shit.
But no, I never killed the guy. Like, he got kicked out of the place and I never heard anything about him. Didn't know anything about him. I went to a couple lawyers to try and sue him and try to get his car, but even they were like, there's just no point. You're gonna spend more money than you're gonna get.
Right.
I'm like, well, fuck.
Yep.
So I just let it go ultimately, because like, what can I do? I couldn't fucking do anything.
Now you can't do anything.
But yeah, so that's that story, and Zoom is kicking us off in 3 minutes. Because,
Oh, it sure is.
yep.
Well, we didn't get too far with that. So, I guess.
We'll continue this thread on the next one about what to actually do, which is funny because now I'm doing YouTube videos and podcast episodes like the same thing, which is kind of nice for me. But
Yeah.
having said that, I forgot to mention this on the last one. What's going to differentiate the YouTube channel is I want to use actual studies and like reference like them in a lot of the videos I do, and like break them down and use layman's terms. And I plan on introducing more of that for this as well, because now I can have access to those studies for free, because otherwise you got to pay for them or all that shit.
Yeah.
But I want to bring more of that stuff in, because again, I nerd out about this stuff and I understand a lot of this stuff and can put it in different terms, but it's enough. I feel like it's another level to have the actual studies there backing you up too. So I think that's cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah, that's what I nerd out about. But yeah, that is episode, is that 31?
31, I
Yeah,
think.
I love how we're
Yes.
both asking a question instead of a statement. But yeah, so that's episode 31. And remember, if you lost rock, paper, scissors, you have to do us a solid. Again, I don't make the rules, I just steal them.
Yep, we just steal it, man. That's how we do.
Yeah, but make sure to leave a comment, all that good stuff. And lastly, if you want to talk to Jasmine, there will be links down for her Calendly. I'm pretty sure mine's up as well. So talk about the de-stressing technique and calming down your security guard when a random raccoon ro rocks up, you know? But yeah.
And while we have a Facebook page, it doesn't really get like any type of traction or anything like that. You're welcome to like it. At some point, I'll probably get rid of that page and just stick with like Instagram, and we might discuss. I know we talked about it with like TikTok and things like that. We'll see. We'll
Yeah.
see. All of those things are up in the air because someone would have to maintain it. So.
I do plan on opening a YouTube page if I can get our transcripts and then do like a background video or something. I do want to
Yeah.
do something like that. I just don't know when or what form it's going to take, but definitely keep a lookout for that as well.
Yep, for sure. So thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right, if I can find the stop recording button, there it is. All right, guys, take care. Thanks for joining.